I was born in Naples, in the south of Italy, in 1982. My parents were quite old. My father was 51, my mother 40. Their belief was, and still is, very old-fashioned and overprotective. I had no brothers or sisters, and I grew up all by myself, having no friends or mates or people my age until I was 13. I could not hang out with my schoolmates, because I was told it was too dangerous with no adults looking after us. When I started middle school, I was 10, I was forced to encounter many new faces, and I didn't like how things went. Since I was not experienced in relating to anyone except my parents, I was not accepted, probably because I was such a weirdo. I lived in my own world. I was so different from the others. I didn't care about sport. I had no exciting experiences to share, along with my quaint convictions and my old way to be. Even my slang was different, and sometimes I didn't even understand what my peers had said. This was shocking, because I was marginalized by everyone, and soon I became the laughingstock of my class. In that period, I went through a lot of psychological trouble. I was obsessed by illness and death in general, and I became convinced that having some ritual behavior would help get rid of my phobias. Those behaviors were very schizophrenic rules I had elaborated myself, and it took me a while to get myself convinced that my fears, depending on my lack of self-confidence and on my being clumsy and harassed by negative criticism and continuous tweets. Things got better when high school started. I stumbled across more sympathetic and friendly guys, and I began to compare myself to others. So I learned to recognize my oddities and initiated a long path to get more normal. Probably I'm not over yet, and never will I. There were two guys at school I admired in a very special way. The former had been my classmate in middle school, and the latter was quite a particular person, a very cheerful guy who nonetheless was very authoritative. But I felt that he cared about me, and all things considered, he helped me a great deal during my growth. He used to emphasize what I did wrong in a very tough way, so I could not easily forget his remarks. When I was that age, I was nearly asexual. I thought that I wasn't supposed to have sex and love experiences. I just looked at straight porn from time to time, but it was like I didn't care. I felt those two things belonged to my future and had to be focused on the present. And I'd been told not to masturbate, so I tried not to, for quite a long time. I perfectly remember the day I learned the meaning of the word homosexual. I was 10, sitting at the table for lunch, and I asked my parents. I was told that gay people were no more than perverts. But my sexual identity at the time was not something I was concerned about. I didn't like the girls I came across with in my everyday life, because every single one of them acted like she couldn't stand me, so I guessed I just had to find the right one. In retrospect, I realized I was also crazy about the idea of making friends with a lot of guys I had met at school, and I couldn't stop thinking of a specific guy for quite a long period, and I just wanted to get his respect and share every single aspect of my life with him. The guy I had a crush upon always changed, but I felt invariably the same. When I was with that person, it was like I was on cloud 9, and I longed for physical touch, and not even in a suggestive way. Even a pat on my shoulder was great. And when some guy twiddled my ears, I realized I was strangely aroused. I thought that those experiences could be ascribed to the fact that I had no friends or brothers or sisters. And at that time, nearly everyone at school boasted of his sexual deeds. Masturbation was a pretty frequent topic of conversation. When I jerked off, I thought of my male friends engaged in their solo activities, but I didn't suspect I was gay. I just believed that I got sexually excited because the stories about masturbation turned me on. The stories, not the boys. When I turned 18, my friendship with a second classmate became just marvelous. We would hang out together every single day, and we'd discuss about really everything. Finally, I could tell myself that I had found an actual friend. And then, when he dismissed his grumpiness and let me know he did care for me, I was so incredibly happy. When I walked beside him, I felt dizzy and hyper at the same time. But very soon after, he told me he was having a relationship with a guy. I had an unprecedented shock in a sleepless night. I started to realize that my best friend was not straight. Therefore, gay people were not so far from everyday life, and thus I could even be gay. And the second step was, I probably was gay, I probably loved my friend, and almost for sure I had no chances whatsoever of becoming lovers. My awareness grew very slowly and excruciatingly. That was a horrible period of my life, even because the 8-year friendship with this guy was seriously at stake because of my feelings. It was so harsh to accept that all of a sudden another guy had become incomparably more important than me, and there was nothing I could do about it. In 2000, I got online and met some new friends who helped me out and explained that it was not wrong what I felt. But those guys lived very far away from me, and the gay chats I used to join were unfortunately almost exclusively visited by maniacs or sex junkies. Anyway, I met there my very first guy I kissed and made up with. He was a very sweet guy of my age. Unluckily, my first kiss was not given to someone I was in love with, like I'd always been dreaming of. It was just an experience, a very enjoyable one, though. And I precisely recall the way I was fucking nervous and had to smoke a cigarette to calm me down. I was afraid that my lack of experience in kissing would have showed up. And truth be told, my first kiss sucked. My third one, though, felt great. We made up for hours. So, time went by, and I met a lot of guys, and at least I became aware of the fact that I was overcoming my difficulties in interacting with other people. Nowadays, I'm fully conscious of the fact that I'm gay, and maybe that's not a problem anymore. I came up to most of my straight friends, and I'm sure I cannot be what I'm not. So, since there's no choice, if someone has something to object, I know what I should answer. Anyway, my parents will never accept me for me. It doesn't matter. I know what they are like, and more importantly, I know they love me. I've been told they would throw me out if only they found out that I'm actually gay, but to be honest, I don't care. They'll never know a thing. My only concern now is that I'm living a very lonely life. Gay relationships are often way too short, and I strongly need a partner in my life. Therefore, my message to the world is that there are a lot of non-perverted homosexuals. They are just looking for some love and caressing in their not-so-easy lives.